Hello again, all you awesome people, and welcome back to Wonderfield Stories Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Soul. Now, on my way home the other day, something unusual happened. Not loud, not flashy, just really unexpected. There it was, right near the sidewalk, a white squirrel. Not gray, not brown, snowy white, like it had wandered out of a storybook and into my afternoon. I didn't even realize what I was looking at first. I had to stop and turn around. Now, for a second, everything else just disappeared. No rushing, no thinking about what was next, just now. You see, white squirrels are rare. And when you spot one, it almost feels like the world is whispering, "Hey, slow down, take a closer look." That tiny moment reminded me of something important. Wonder doesn't usually shout. It just shows up quietly, unexpectedly. It hides in ordinary places, on familiar streets, on the way home, when you're paying just enough attention to notice and care. So keep your eyes open, because today you're in for something great. But for now, it's time for Chapter 28. Chapter 28, Bait. Jace switched on the television and flopped down on the couch to watch his favorite program when the phone rang. Leaping from his seat, he sprinted to the hallway and picked up the receiver. "Hello?" he said before getting the phone fully to his ear.
"Hi, Mrs. Jameson. This is Kelly Peterson. Can I speak to Jace, please? I have some schoolwork I need to ask him about."
"This is Jace," he spouted back. "Do you think I sound like my mom?"
"Oh, sorry, Jace,"
Kelly replied.
"Do you have a moment to talk?"
"Do I sound like a woman on the phone?" Jace questioned.
"No, of course not,"
Kelly lied.
"It was an honest mistake. I called to give you some important information."
"Information about what?" Jace asked, still a little bothered by the misidentification. "How did you get my phone number?"
"I have the phone number of all my customers,"
she said.
"It's good sales strategy."
"What do you need, Kelly?" Jace huffed.
"I was selling cookies downtown this afternoon, and I saw Peebles at Kroller's Diner,"
she reported.
"He was meeting with two odd-looking guys. One was as big as a bear, and the other walked like he was balancing a bucket of water on his head. I think he was wearing a back brace or something."
"What's the point?" Jace asked. "Did you hear what they were saying?"
"Well, no,"
she admitted.
"But it wasn't a friendly meeting. They looked like they were planning something."
"Did you see what they were planning?" he asked.
"No, I didn't see that either,"
she said with a disappointed huff. "Then why are you calling me?" Jace questioned, starting to get annoyed. "I am missing a new episode of Elf."
"Well, sorry,"
Kelly snapped back.
"I told you that I would report if I saw anything. I'm just trying to be helpful. If you don't want my help, just say so."
"Wait, maybe there is something you can do." Jace's tone shifted as an idea came to his mind. "Meet me in front of the school early tomorrow. I need you to deliver a message." Kelly pranced up to Mr. Peebles the next morning as he greeted students in the hallway. "Good morning, sir," she said while reaching into the girl troop satchel slung across her shoulder. "I've got some cookies for you." She pulled out a box of maple snaps and presented it to the confused principal.
"Oh, Kelly, I thought I mentioned that I have already purchased," he began, refusing the offering.
"Somebody purchased these for you, sir," Kelly interrupted, presenting the cookies again.
"They insisted that I deliver them right away."
"Who bought them for me?" Peebles' eyes narrowed behind his glasses.
"Jace Jameson, sir. He said you would get the message when you opened the box," she added with a subtle wink.
"Oh, I see." Peebles took the box and surveyed it briefly before tucking it under his arm.
"Tell him that I will enjoy them after morning announcements."
Kelly nodded and bounced toward class. The bait was set. She couldn't wait to see the principal wiggle like a fish on a hook. After the Pledge of Allegiance and morning announcements, Peebles signed off and hurried into his office. Shutting the heavy oak door, he popped open the box of cookies waiting on his desk. Inside the inner flap was a message written in red. "We have what you seek. Meet us at the downtown library after school. Self-help section. Come alone." Smirking confidently, he slipped the box of cookies into a large drawer, picked up his desk phone, and dialed a number
for Smiley Junior High. "The parcel is en route," he murmured into the receiver.
"How did they find it so fast?"
the voice on the other end of the line asked. "I don't know. They probably had it this whole time. I'll be meeting them later this afternoon."
"Are you sure this isn't a trick?"
"I've got those little brats under my thumb. They wouldn't dare try anything stupid."
"Is Operation Dragnet a go?"
"Yes. Make sure that saboteur is taken care of the way we planned. You should find his van parked down by the river."
"I will let Mothman know."
"We can't afford any mistakes this time, Music Man. We are close to delivering what Stonehenge is asking for. When we do, we will be richly rewarded."
"Affirmative, Tawanda. You can count on us."
Peebles hung up the phone. It was going to be a busy morning.
Thanks for joining me again on Wonderfilled Stories Podcast. Now, as you head back into your day, here's a tiny wonder challenge for you. Keep your eyes open, your antenna up. Not for something loud or shiny or fabulous, but for something small and surprising. A funny cloud, a strange sound, a moment that makes you pause, like a white squirrel on the way home. Because wonder doesn't always wave its arms and shout. Sometimes it tiptoes by, hoping you'll notice. Now, if you'd like more ideas and gentle reminders to notice the magic hiding in plain sight, well, you probably are looking for the Wonder Club. You could find out more information at jasonsoul.com. Remember, choices made are choices lived with. Make good choices. You can live with good consequences and not the other way around. Until next time, keep smiling, stay kind, and make each day wonder-filled.